This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Everybody say hi to Mary Jo and Mark.
Mary Jo.
That's my sister.
She's in town?
Yeah, she's, you guys, they have this rig that is like nothing you've ever seen in your life. If you see a big, huge rig with a red Jeep behind it, that's my sister.
Hi, Mary Jo.
Yeah, they're going to Estes Park.
Nice.
Yeah, I warned her about the peeping problems.
Peeping. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you want to play that audio? This last night were like it took them like 4 hours just to get home from Silverthorne. It took them 4 hours Silverthorne to Denver last night.
Mary Jo, do not peep, because if you pull over that big rig that you guys are driving, you're going to cause a big problem.
No kidding.
In fact, you're going to be on the news tonight if you try to pull this off.
No peeping.
This is what we're talking about.
Every year they come out here on the weekends to come look at the changing leaves.
And this year, Sergeant Nathan Robinson says Highway 285 is more crowded than he's seen in years.
Last year we had a freeze early on, which kind of tapered down the leaves, but this year it's stuck around a lot longer.
A bigger volume of cars means more traffic backups, and more traffic backups mean more frustration.
It's usually people darting in and out of traffic, so they'll try and pass in no passing zones. They'll speed and tailgate. They'll try and run people off the side of the road just to get ahead of them.
Robinson says it isn't just reckless driving he's responded to either. At least one accident was caused by a driver trying to pass a car that stopped for a view.
Ran up the tire of an illegally parked car and rolled on its side.
He says the sheriff's office is already stretched thin, and having to answer calls like this put them even further behind, especially in that bad traffic.
It can take upwards of 2 hours for one of us to get somewhere.
And right here it says, the number one culprit, people with Illinois tags.
And red Jeeps behind them.
Yeah. Yeah. It says it right here. So watch out for those yahoos from Illinois.
I'm telling you. Right? They are a problem. Yeah. Isn't Obama from Illinois?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would have thought?
And that one guy, remember, he went to jail.
Okay.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Oh, remember, we're a land of Lincoln. All right, sorry, what?
Look, what? Who would have thought leaf peeping would have gotten so out of control? People are complaining and road rage and man, oh man.
Oh yeah, wiener. Sorry.
What?
Nothing. Anthony Wiener. I think he had some Illinois ties.
He's from New York.
I don't know. He just put it up there, Anthony Wiener. I
was Googling it because I remembered a politician going to prison for sending a picture of his wiener. And was it Anthony Wiener?
Oh, my God. No. New York.
Look, yeah. I just have the producer in my ear. All right. No. I just do what the producer says. And he said, yell out Anthony Wiener.
Wasn't his name Blagojevich or something like that?
Yeah, it was.
Former governor of Illinois.
Yep.
Ended up here in the big house with Subway Boy.
Yeah, he's with Jared now.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when him got out. But you're right, though. The thing is, you think peepers are good people.
No.
They're not. You would have
never
thought selfish.
Leaf peeping would lead to this. I mean, we have just absolute just chaos going on over leaf peeping.
The never world's gone to hell.
Yeah.
It really has.
Crazy.
When leaf peepers are rude.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah, and if you're here from out of state to peep at our leaves, you're a pervert in a way.
That's my sister.
No. No, not her specifically, but I'm just saying, you've got your own leaves in your state. Peep at your own peeps, okay? Peep at your own leaves, folks. Don't come here to peep.
Why? It's more beautiful. I mean, come on. Have you ever been to Illinois? It's kind of flat.
Peep at your own leaves. If you want to be a peeper.
Hey, I saw I saw one episode of a show, BJ, I think you would love. And it's called Mr. McMahon. It just came out. It's on Netflix. And it's about the making of the WWE.
Yeah.
With Vince. Is it Vince?
Yeah, it's Vince. McMahon.
Oh, I'm sure that's my sister. Stand by. Hold on.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, she said, I'm not a perv.
I am.
And she said it's Blavakovich. Blavakovich.
Ah, there you go.
Blavakovich.
I was close.
Yeah, you were close.
Better than Anthony Weiner.
He told me. He's in my ear. The producer's in my ear.
I'm just saying.
What were we talking about?
WWE.
Right. You would love it. I've only seen one episode, but man, that Vince McMahon is not a good man.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Yeah.
He tried to sue me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What happened?
He sent me a letter, tried to sue me.
Really?
I tried to put together this thing called the World Wrestling Radio Network because I thought if you could fake that crap on TV, man, imagine what you could do on radio. You could just beat the crap out of dummies and people yell and nobody would know the difference, right? So I tried to put this together worldwide, and he sent me a letter, said he was going to sue me for it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
My sister said, Illinois, the state that our governors make your license plate.
Oh, God.
That's pretty funny when you're in a rig.
Humor,
yeah, right there. Yeah. I like it. All right, let's see here. We talked a little bit about the football games, all that.
No. Back to the
WWE. Oh, sorry.
WWE.
Oh, you should just
you
watch it.
Finish it.
Yeah, I kind of did. I just said watch it. And then you took it over with, yeah, he sued me.
Yeah, well, no, he's ruthless. I will put it
now, that
way.
Part okay? is true.
He's a ruthless businessman.
Yeah, there was one wrestler that looked in the camera and he said, Vince promised me he'd never lie to me in my life. Not only did he lie to me, but he took all my money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy didn't care.
I can see that.
You know how, like, you meet people and you can't believe that they just have no feeling at all?
No soul.
Mm-hmm. He is that man. He literally doesn't care who he runs over for money.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
And I could have won probably if I'd gone to court against him, but look how much money it would have cost. It was
God,
all a gamble.
Yeah.
And he knows that. When you're worth as much money as he is, he can just run over people.
So going now to football, and that is that Travis Hunter, our very own Travis Hunter, they're saying he's going to be the number one pick for the Heisman.
Could be.
Don't doubt it at all. He's amazing.
It's a long season.
But he's so good, BJ.
He is good.
He's like
good.
Amazing.
He will be a finalist for sure. Will he win? I don't know. It's really hard for somebody to win besides a quarterback these days.
I see him winning.
I think he should just win because he plays
both sides
of the ball.
Yeah.
No one does that.
Yeah. So that alone, I agree with Carson. Travis and Taylor, is it a thing? I don't know. But I guess Taylor didn't show up to the game again.
Nope. I heard she couldn't get a ticket.
You know what? I think this is a good pause for them. I think this is a good call because I think everybody was getting kind of irritated with the whole situation.
Yeah.
Keep showing her on the Jumbotron and that stuff.
Well, she never shows up for the away games.
No, I know, but I also think it's a good pause for the.
Yeah.
Have they had a home game? It's just
not,
been two.
Not in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like everybody's like, we didn't have to see her. Not in a bad way.
Well, she was on the NFL promo hype video. Remember that?
Yep, I do.
So,
well, if she shows up at away games, she gets pretty much chastised by the audience, mm-hmm. by the fans, because they hate the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So therefore, they're going to hate her showing up. So she only shows up for Chiefs home games.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
Not about you.
Home
I'm
game.
Just about like.
Yeah.
I don't care if they show her on Jumbotron. I don't care if they don't show her. I mean, it is, I guess, if I was a, you know, like, huge Bronco fan and she dated somebody, and I'd be like, oh, my God, her again?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure in Kansas City, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, or are they thrilled? I don't know.
I think they're thrilled, though. Okay, I think that it shines a light on their club that a lot of teams don't have.
And then finally, as you know, we announced Alice in Winterland. We're so excited about this. It's sponsored by Macy's. And it's going to be Benson Boone, somebody else, not Tonya, and Dasha. Here's the deal. We didn't tell you the date yet, but it's going to be December the 5th at the Fillmore. And tickets go on sale Friday. However, tomorrow, we have the pre-sale. So what you need to do is the link and the password are on the Alice1059.com site at the event calendar. Again, the pre-sale tickets are at Alice1059.com on the event calendar. You'll find it there.
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be huge.
Really great. Good show.
Yep. There you go. Tabloid trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. All the details. Yeah, I don't know who this guy is.
Even I know him.
I've heard the name.
And I didn't don't even live wrong. Here.
No, I didn't.
He's a legend. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who is it again? Sure. Who?
Dikembe Mutombo.
Yep. All right. And
yeah. He passed away.
Yeah,
he
from died. Brain
58
cancer.
58 years old. Uh-huh. He passed away. He's a Hall of Famer and an NBA legend, pretty much. And especially here in Colorado, in Denver. But he would do that, no, no, no.
He'd block a shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, no, no. The legendary finger wag.
Like
no,
this.
No, no, no,
no, no. No, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that sometimes at home.
And no, no, no. You know what? I can't stop doing it now.
Yeah. I know. It's like stuck in your head. I can't even see him doing it.
I know. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to see people today go, no, no, no. They're like, what's wrong with you? I don't know. I can't stop. You know?
Maybe we should do that.
Maybe we should.
You know, as a tribute.
No, no, no. Oh, yeah. So all day, everybody. Say, yeah. I like it. Okay. I like that
everybody
idea.
Everybody go around yeah. doing that.
Okay. Know? No, no, no. You know you guys all want to do it.
No, no, no.
This is weird.
Well, I feel weird doing it after saying I don't really know who the guy is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because yeah,
then it seems like a bandwagon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like I'm just
You're just
opposing.
Really shouldn't be cool enough to be it.
Yeah, I shouldn't.
No,
be.
No, no.
I shouldn't.
No.
No. I got a trivia question for you, though.
Okay.
Before we take a break here. I'm going to give you the top five junk foods.
Okay.
Of these five, you tell me which one is the worst you can eat.
Okay. As far as fat, okay. calories, and yeah. all that stuff.
Okay. The worst for your health, okay? These are the top five as far as junk foods. And that doesn't mean what's bad for you. It means what's...
popular.
What's popular.
Okay.
There you go, Jamie.
Thank you.
Number one popular junk food is pizza.
Yep.
Okay. Number two popular junk food is chili.
Okay.
You wouldn't have guessed that,
no.
would you?
I would not.
I wouldn't have either.
I hate chili.
Number three, when it comes to junk foods and popularity, is tacos. Number four, is hamburgers, then hot dogs. Okay? So, the top five are pizza, chili, tacos, hamburgers, hot dogs.
Okay.
Of those five.
I have questions. So as far as bad, do you mean chemical bad, or do you mean like, and our, what kind of toppings are we putting on the pizza? Are we putting ham? Are we putting sausage? Are we doing meat eaters?
Is it just like a cheese pizza?
Or is it a vegetarian pizza? On the tacos, are we doing sour cream? I mean, what are we doing here?
Are we doing cheese? Everything's loaded.
Everything's loaded?
Let's just go with that.
So we're doing meat lovers.
Yeah, we're doing meat lovers.
Okay. Extra cheese.
Extra cheese.
Okay.
You could do the taco.
Now, are we doing chemicals, though? Or are we doing...
Here's the category. Calories, fat, sugar.
Oh.
Calories, fat, sugar, that's deemed as being unhealthy.
Chili.
For you. All right, let me start with Spadil. Spadil.
I'm going to go hot dogs the worst.
Hot dogs
chemically
the worst.
For sure.
Yeah.
Chemicals, pizza, yes.
Pizza, chili, tacos, hamburger, hot dogs.
I'm going chili.
Chili?
So,
hot dog.
Hot dog.
I'm going to go.
I'm going chili because it feels like it's weird that it's in there.
Oh, that it's all
chili.
Yeah.
Chili. It is kind of odd. Yeah.
Kind of like a monkey wrench. You throw it in there, and it's the obvious.
Yeah. I'm going to go with calories pizza, because there's a lot of calories in pizza.
Especially if you get the meat lovers.
Yeah.
And a lot of cholesterol and fat.
Yeah. Of the top five, not even close. This one is a runaway winner. It is horrible for you. Pizza.
Yeah.
Well, it depends, though. Because usually, like, if I'll get light cheese... I get light cheese with all vegetables, so it's not.
And if you get like a margarita.
I know, but I always get,
like a margarita pizza.
That's how I get it. I get Papa John's. I get light cheese with all vegetables.
Pizza is overwhelmingly double anything else when it comes to calories.
Well, especially if you do meat lovers and double cheese.
And think about how big the pizza is.
Yeah.
When it comes to fat, double. When it comes to sugar, almost double. It's bad.
See, that wasn't a fun game because it depends what you get on the topping, so that's kind of dumb.
Well, we can make it chili if you want.
But you know what I mean? Really, like, everything had, like, because I eat pizza. Nobody shares pizza with me because it's so boring.
The pizza they use in this is just a pepperoni and cheese pizza.
Yeah.
That's what most people order, and that one is horrible for you. So there you go. Okay. There you go.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
It's like the more you know, reading Rainbow.
Well, we hit two different subjects there. We hear what's worse for you, and God died.
Oh, my God.
No.
No.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.